me shy, shy, shy. La 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 la.
All right, Chris Johnston will join us here in just a moment. Opening night in the NHL. Baseball playoffs continue. We're through 5 weeks in the NFL. Sung J.M. winning tournaments. Imzy wins a tournament every year. Every year he's on tour and he's
Dude,
doing
he
some
won
damage.
His first last year, and now he won his second.
That's all you need to know, man. That's 2 years in a row. Last time I checked. That's all you need to know. 2 years.
All right. I just had to kind of. It sounded like 5 years straight that he's won.
You know what I heard today, and this is already starting, right? It's a guy I know who knows a guy.
Eldrick?
There is a lot of smoke out there that Eldrick Woods is
Masters?
Hitting a lot of balls and really? Aiming for a special little tournament in April.
That Don't even do that to me. J-Mac's going to be crawling through the screen to get more info.
The picture went viral of him this weekend, right? He was at
Dude, he was standing on the range with his son. What are you, Joe from the
That's
bridge?
Viral. That's viral. It's a picture. At least he's upright. He's looking good, man. I could see him going low at Augusta.
So he was standing on a driving range holding a 5-iron. Now he's playing at the Masters. That's
Listen,
you of
I
all
heard
people,
from a guy,
that's ridiculous.
I heard from a guy who heard from a guy.
Dude, yeah. That's probably who you heard it from, J-Mac. He probably
told you. No, it wasn't. He's got no connections of what's going on in Jupiter, Florida. Like, none of us do up here.
Yeah, but he loves to float it out there. Oh, yeah, he's playing at the Masters.
Well, wouldn't it be incredible if he did?
It would be
incredible.
Great.
If he gets to the Masters, that's the all-time great comeback story. Here's our TSN Hockey insider, Chris Johnston. Are you hearing anything, Johnny? CJ, I know you're connected in the hockey world, but what are you hearing on Tiger? What can you tell us?
I actually want to know, like, where did you hear that? I am a ridiculous Tiger Woods fan, like, almost embarrassingly so. So is this legit haze or what?
No,
Dude,
it's probably
he's
not.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, it's probably not. But I heard from a guy who knows a guy who claims Tiger's hitting a lot of balls in his basement, and he's
There's
got
no basements in Florida.
He's got, well, yeah, Tiger Woods doesn't have a basement. What are you talking
Dude,
about?
Dude, you can't have a basement in Florida, you donkey.
Well, whatever it is, then who cares? Main floor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Backyard.
Who cares what the actual semantics are and the details? The point is he's hitting balls and he's looking good and he's thinking early April. So, CJ, if that's true, I mean, you're going to be jacked up like the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm already taking that week off work if that happens.
Perfect.
So. I know I'm new on the job here, but I want that noted early.
Yes, it's not a busy time in the NHL at all. You know, early April, mid-April, I'm with you, man. I'll be right in my wheelhouse. I'm happy to take those 2 days off. Well, the Leafs are on the verge of a new season as of tomorrow night, and I know we've been asking you weekly Austin Matthews updates, and it was day-to-day, and then all of a sudden it's, I guess, a half week to half week. Because instead of just saying Wednesday, Thursday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. And they didn't give any guarantees or locks in terms of him playing game four on Monday. Do you see this leaking into week two of the NHL season?
You know, it's possible, but I also think there's a circumstance he plays Saturday, too. So, you know, I don't have any reason to believe it's going to be anything too much longer. And, yeah, he's not playing tomorrow. He's not going to play Thursday in Ottawa, but... You know, maybe not impossible. He's in on Saturday, and so we're looking at 2, 3, 4 games, I would think, at the most for Austin. And, you know, there actually seems to be a fair bit of optimism around him. I know, you know, the first game of the season is kind of an event, and, you know, we put a lot of focus on it. But, you know, clearly here they're just opting to, you know, use an abundance of caution or whatever you might want to call it and, you know, make sure he's really ready to go. But, I think he already looks pretty good at practice, you know, based on what I saw today down there. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of hope that this is going to be a monster season for him when he gets going here soon.
CJ, what happened with Marner today? It just looked like Simmons, was it like just precautionary, he's all good to go or what? There seems to be some buzz about him on Twitter.
Yeah, I got two different people said he's fine. So I don't have any reason to believe he's out tomorrow or anything. But, you know, obviously the Leafs will be cautious with him. It was a glancing blow. Or collision, whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, obviously they'll wait and see how he feels in the morning, make sure there's no symptoms that might have come on or anything like that. But, you know, I don't think that this is anything to be too concerned about.
Well, Ilya Mikheyev, there is certainty behind it. He's broken his thumb. He's out for a couple of months. We know that he had requested a trade. It was shot down I think probably part of the trade request had to do with a lack of accessibility up the top of the lineup, and he wanted more of a role, he wanted more input, and now it's been taken away from him because of the injury. How do you see this possibly affecting the rest of his season, and I guess big picture-wise, maybe his future here in Toronto, if he just can't stay healthy and find a role in the top six?
Yeah, it's hard to know where this leaves him, to be honest. You know, I think that they were pretty committed to at least seeing how he fit in with Tavares and Nylander in a world where he was healthy to start this season. You know, we saw him get some power play reps at camp. You know, I think that there was, you know, some moves being made to try to address his concerns, I guess, and as much as they can be to give him more playing time to see maybe if he was ready to contribute. And now that, you know, he's going to be out for this long, I mean, I don't know where this lineup will be had in December and certainly where he'll fit into it. You know, this is the last year of his contract, though. He's an unrestricted free agent to, you know, come next July. And so this was kind of setting up to probably be his last season in Toronto, but, you know, that, you know, things change a lot. And you know, I don't know what kind of year he'll have now after this, what his bargaining position will be and, you know, if he'll get to play. But, you know, this is a terrible sort of timing for Mikheyev. That all happened on his birthday of all things this weekend. And you know, obviously the fact that I think that the organization wanted to give him more of a shot to play some offensive type of minutes, not just D-zone starts and what he was sort of fed last season, and you know, he's going to miss out on all that with the untimely nature of the injury.
CJ, we were talking at the beginning of the show, and Hayes brought up a great point. The NHL's firing up tonight, and it's great to see the expansion team, Seattle Kraken, they're playing Vegas. And Tampa, you got the Cup champs against the Penguins. How on earth is the league missing the opportunity to somehow have McDavid not playing in this? Like, he's by far the game's best player, and is it because of the Edmonton market? Is it? I don't know. But Brian's point is, and I totally agree with it, you got to find a way to have McDavid playing tonight.
Well, I think we can probably blame the new league partners in the U.S. for TV. You know, they have some say. This is their opening night tonight. You know, ESPN and TNT, you know, finally they're officially joining sort of the NHL party, showing games. And, you know, I would think that they would have at least some degree of say in that. You know, I don't know that Edmonton, the market sells well in the U.S.
Edmonton, you know, could have went to Los Angeles and played the Kings tonight in a middle game or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'd sign up for that. I like all the teams, but you're right. This league has always kind of, to me, it's gone between wanting to market the stars for a period of time and then wanting to make it be about the teams. You know, I think especially in the U.S. where you're trying to attract viewers that maybe don't, you know, come across the sport the way we all did when we were young, you know, one way to do that is to really push a player like McDavid forward, because the stuff he does is unreal. You don't have to even understand how hard it is to appreciate the amount of skill and speed that he brings to the game. And, you know, I don't know if those new league partners intend to do that, but judging by opening night here, you know, it doesn't appear that they do.
No, it seemed like a lab. Go ahead, Noodles. Sorry, bud.
No, not at all. I was going to follow up on that and just say, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, us, we know McDavid is the face of the National Hockey League, but if some of the partners down south have a say, then they're more looking at a bigger picture and just be interested to see what they value. I mean, obviously Tampa Bay is a big sell, but I would think McDavid says, you want to know hockey? Well, go look at the best player on the planet. That's your point, Hayes.
Well, and you've had weeks to promote it, too, right? Like, ESPN's done a great job. TNT, I'm sure, is doing the same thing. Is, you know, you can promote the fact that you got your opening night, but also promote, wait till you see this kid. You know, like, if you haven't seen him or you don't know what he's all about, it just seems like something where I get the TV money and I understand what's up front and who's got to say, but I think it should be driven from the league office. LeBron James is playing on opening night. You know, if you got a new TV package, they want LeBron. I would love to see McDavid, and you can play him against a big American team. But the same thing with Matthews if he was healthy. Now that's more about the TV deal up here, and that's a different conversation, and I understand that. But I think Matthews and McDavid have the most runway here, CJ, of taking over the league in terms of the poster boys, and being the easiest guys to sell.
for sure. And you could argue Matthews could even be number one, even though, you know, we're not putting him above McDavid as a player. I'm certainly not. But, you know, just given his background, given that it's an Olympic year, you know, last year he didn't even play at 100%. He had the most goals in the league by eight. He missed four games with injury. It was a short season. I mean, he could do something nutty this year. Like, I could see him scoring 60 goals this season. And you know, I think Ovechkin did that once in his career. I know Stamkos did it earlier in his career, but it's not something we've seen done a whole lot. Again, when you're not trying to market the nuance of the game, just a guy who scores a lot, it's like a guy who hits a lot of home runs in baseball. You know, I think that the opportunities are endless there. And, you know, I know NBC, when they had the rights, you know, it flirted with it. In fact, there was actually once a Leafs-Jets game that went national in the U.S., I remember, and hit the game played in Winnipeg. But, you know, it doesn't seem like there's a consistent strategy, I guess, for how to approach the team aspect of the sport versus some of these individual superstars.
With Chris Johnston, our TSN Hockey Insider. So we're 48 hours away from Ottawa starting their season, which means 48 hours to figure out a deal with Brady Tkachuk, the only RFA who is not currently signed. I don't see it changing between now and puck drop, but you would probably know more than I would. How do you see this playing out?
I'm with you. You know, it doesn't seem as though there's been any breakthrough at all. And you know, now we're getting to the real deadline. I mean, every negotiation features a series of kind of artificial deadlines. Sometimes those deadlines produce an agreement, but, you know, in Brady Tkachuk's place, this has a real tangible outcome. You know, he's missing days of the season, which means, you know, whatever he signs for, it will be money, you know, he's not able to earn back. You know, from the Senator's standpoint, you know, he could miss Thursday's game against the Leafs and perhaps many more after that. And so, you know, it's hard to say where this one goes, but, you know, I didn't really expect it to reach this point. You know, we haven't seen too many players even test missing regular season games since William Nylander did it a few years ago. And, you know, in this circumstance, you know, I would have thought they'd find a way. But, you know, it seems like the term has still remained to be a big issue. Obviously, if you're not agreeing on the term, there's no amount of money that's going to make sense for both sides. And, you know, I sensed some frustration that crept into talks here and you know, I don't think there's really been any movement to speak of, at least as of, you know, this afternoon.
Yeah, this could get ugly. You know, yeah. We'll see what happens between now and Thursday night in Ottawa. But two games in the NHL, we're officially back. We made it to the starting line. Enjoy opening night, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you, CJ.
Can't wait. I've actually got a Jonas Siegel story to share with you guys next time I'm on. I meant to get it in, but haven't had a chance.
Ooh, that's a big tease.
No, you gotta tell it.
That's a tease. CJ will be on Monday. We're teasing this for 6 days. A Jonas story. I actually love that you didn't get that in, and I love that you're promoting it. This is going to be perfect. Yes. We're going to have an Instagram thing set up, Facebook, the whole nine.
Well, we're going to have options. We're going to guess what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
We're doing 15 minutes on this story on Monday.
It's got there's implications, and Jonas did Mark dirty in this story, so it's a good one.
Ooh, okay, there you go. I cannot wait. Wow. Do not let us forget.
We need a Masters Jonas Friday trivia.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again at some point soon. But we'll see what this story is on Monday. Then we can make a determination.
After this story, I mean, he might not be ever on these airwaves again.
That's a very valid point. Very true.
By the way, Dusty Baker, my guy.
He's rolling. All right, CJ, we got to let CJ go. I think he's still on the phone. Thank you, Chris. All right, buddy. There's Chris Johnston. Segue to Dusty. Dusty Baker.
I thought he was gone. I thought he was gone.
Like, hello? Yeah. Guys, still here.
It's undetermined because, again, we're at home. I can't see the phone, but I'm like, I think he's still there. I mean, we didn't.
I thought he would hang up after a while.
The Dusty Baker segue with Chris Johnston just chewing on it. Chew on that for a goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Not even a goodbye or anything. It's just let him fade away. Let him hang up. Am I done?
Right. It's like a candle in the wind. Just let that thing slowly
CJ.
Pass away. See you later.
I can't wait for this Jonas story.
I know. And Masters is implicated somehow. So you got to wait 6 days, man. That's a tease.